Here's a thought I'll title 100 Compositions. If you look at your finished work, particularly those of you who work in what I call a greatest hits strategy, that is to say, you're trying to make one image that you will mat and frame and put up on the wall, the result of that is one image, matted and framed, put on the wall. But you know you have to make more than one image. So if you find yourself in a place that's photographically interesting and piques your curiosity, you'll probably make more than one composition. So pick a number. Do you make 5? Do you make 10? It's a rare photographer, I would guess, who would make more than 20 compositions of a given subject or a given place or at a given time. But doesn't it make sense that the more compositions you make, the more you will have to choose from once you get back home and you start working on those images in Lightroom or Photoshop? You will definitely come up with a more interesting project if you discipline yourself to photograph more compositions. So what about 100 compositions? Can you do 100 different things at a given place or with a given subject? Art, of course, is not volumetric, and so more doesn't always lead to greater success. But more does lead to greater flexibility. So if you were to photograph 100 compositions at a given place or of a given subject, you probably won't use all of them. Besides, you know, a 100 image project is huge. But if you photograph 100, or I don't mean to zero in on 100, but I'm just using 100, let's say 50, whatever it is, more than a few, the more you can think creatively, photograph differently, experiment, try different things, the more options you give yourself later when you're trying to put together a project. Doesn't it just make logical sense that having more to choose from will likely lead to a better project than if you're trying to do a 6-image project or a 12-image project, and so you make 6 or 12 images? There's no flexibility in that. But if you give yourself lots and lots of flexibility in the final production, you'll come up with better selections, better sequences, more flexible layouts in your book or your exhibition or whatever. There's virtually nothing bad that can come from making more compositions and pushing yourself to see a little more inventively and a little less reflexively. I don't think there's a magic number, like you have to have 100 compositions. But I would suggest there's a magic strategy, and that strategy is to photograph more than you think you should. Photograph more than you naturally would if you didn't push yourself a little beyond your own limitations. Once you have a larger body of assets to choose from, I absolutely guarantee you'll end up with a project that's more important, more impactful, more meaningful, more powerful than if you just stop because you think you've captured all the sort of obvious ones.
Copyright 2022, Lenswork Publishing.